Up next on the stream of Free Radio Santa Cruz at freakradio.org, it's your Sunday edition of Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides, the February 3rd, 2019 edition. It's being recorded the day before on Saturday when the rain is a-tumbling down and the wind is howling, but the warming center isn't open and shelter services provide for only for a small fraction of folks outside. It is true, however, there is a Ross campground open, badly overcrowded, although now with a disabled porta-potty. I guess there are six porta-potties now, at least one of them disabled, and a variety of trash cans, though I think less than I'd seen before, but maybe I didn't look at the right time. It was a couple of days ago. Anyway, stay tuned for, this is going to be a briefer edition of Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides than usual. I'm recovering from a cold and going to be playing a rather lengthy flashback from likely 2015, which I'll describe at the end of this current sort of topical update that you're getting before the flashback. So stay tuned and come along.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
So what's up? What are you up to tonight and why?
Well, I work, as you know, the Faith Community Shelter over the weekend, so I have to retrieve the vehicle this evening so I can get up at the crack of dawn tomorrow and be out in the Scotts Valley, because the shelter is in Scotts Valley at St. Philip's tonight, so I'll be going out there tomorrow morning and retrieving all of our folks' stuff, and then tomorrow night we'll be at the Peace United Church of Christ, but also tomorrow, big doings, of course, is the ACLU annual event and board election. So maybe I'll be reelected to the board tomorrow at some point. Maybe not.
Now that's it's an open to the public, and that's on Sunday the 3rd. We're talking about.
Absolutely, it starts at 2 o'clock. The Peace United, free to the public. Great meal, food from India Joe. We're having John Burroughs, as you know, is the activist attorney from Oakland. He's our keynote speaker, and our award winners this year are three women, Denise Ellerick, C.M. Berger, and Ann Simonton.
Actually, some decent people this year. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Well, you didn't make the cut, but you're oh so close.
All right, of course.
You know, my lobbying for you notwithstanding, perhaps next year will be your year.
Well, no, I'm glad to hear it, because it certainly is a cut above Ryan Coonerty.
Yeah, no question about it. Yeah,
that's
that
for
was
sure.
Before my time, but as I understand it, the Brown Braves almost rioted when Ryan Coonerty was given the Bell of Freedom Award.
That's right, or the Dumbbell Award, depending on how you look at it.
There you go.
So let me ask you about the Faith Communities Shelter. This is going to be housing how many people tonight up at St. Stephen's?
Well, we're maxed out at about 18 to 20, depending on, you know, some folks take a night out now and again, just to kind of refresh themselves and maybe get away from the community a bit. But, you know, we do the best we can with that. It's a rotating shelter. We are in the process of creating a kind of a second rotation of shelters. So that would, if we got that happening, that would double the amount. The idea is to create several of these circuits. So you're not just sheltering and feeding and taking care of and transitioning into housing, hopefully.
This is
18 to 20 a night, but maybe, you know, 40 or 80 or 100.
This is definitely not a drop-in shelter, right? You have to be on a list.
No, we use the application process, and, you know, people are with us for so long as it takes, really, to transition them into housing. We have been, you know, moderately successful in transitioning folks into housing, but it's a program where,
Wait a minute. What does moderately successful mean, Steve?
Well, in the history of our program, I think we've been able to transition about 50 people, you know, into housing. So, you know, that's of the maybe 200 or 300 that have been cycled through. So it's not a bad ratio, but certainly, you know, it's a challenge.
Now, in the past, you've also worked for the it's not even really quite a drop-in shelter this year either, the so-called winter shelter that is out on 7th Avenue. You want to contrast that with what the Association of Faith Communities 20-person shelter does year-round?
Well, we try to create a stable community for folks year-round. So what we have is, you know, they come to the shelter, the churches that we have every evening. They get a great meal. The faith communities, prepare a fantastic meal. In fact, every single night for them, and there's breakfast the next day. The winter shelter, of course, is a different thing. It's seasonal. Last 2 years, the Association of Faith Communities ran the shelter. We had 110 beds. This year, it's being administered by the Salvation Army, so there's only the one location, as you know, at the VFW on 7th, and even that, the 60 beds there, 50 of those beds are reserved for folks who have, again, case managers and navigators. So really, for folks who, on a night like this, you know, want to take their chances, of course it's too late now, but had they wanted to take their chances and go out to Limekill and Ensenoff in that area, there is a bus that comes by at 5:15 and picks up folks for those 10, available beds. So it's grim. It's a difficult situation for people that are outdoors and looking for shelter. So we wish we could do better, but we're doing what we can.
Now, you've also been involved in some harm reduction activity along with, award winner Denise Elrick, and I think she deserves an award, frankly. I don't usually say that about ACLU's local heroes, but in this case I will, plus C.M. Berger, definitely, for tenant work.
And no question.
Who's the third?
Ann Simonton.
And what is she being given an award for?
Well, her work with Media Watch, basically bringing awareness to the media of women's issues.
That's good. Yeah, no, I know she works against the grain a lot, you know, and that's
she does.
It's hard work.
And, her history, she was Miss Universe when they used to have the pageant here at the Civic.
So oh, yeah, I remember.
She has a fantastic history.
You've also been out to Ross Camp working with Denise Elrick. That's where not a majority, but certainly a larger plurality of homeless people are tonight than, anywhere else.
I was just out on Thursday, and it's really getting to be a little crowded out there on that footprint because the footprint is pretty much defined. They can't really grow much beyond what they have, and they are, our good friend, Alicia Gould, did a survey out there that said there was 198 tents. I don't think that's probably as many, but there's a good 150 tents out there, I would wager, right now. So that they are very, very crowded.
And you may remember at the meeting that you attended involving Drew Glover, Chris Crone, a bunch of interns, a number of other activists, including Alicia Cole.
Yep.
There was reference to Parks and Rec employees looking for another campsite for people. Do you have any insight into that? Any sense?
I haven't heard anything more about that. Whether or not there's anything that's been identified, or the scope of their search, I really have no idea. I know that the city, particularly Chris and Drew, and of course Sandy and Justin as well, are trying through their limited means to provide ground cover out there because, that's very, very muddy and wet. They're trying to increase the number of porta potty and number of hand washing stations. So I think they recognize that, there is some responsibility on the part of the city and the county, of course, to provide some shelter for folks. So they're doing what they can.
There's also been some concern about rather wretched conditions out at the Homeless Lack of Services Center where they haven't had hot water for 3 weeks now. because of a boiler problem.
Yeah, that's a problem. You kind of have to run that by, you know, Phil Crenn. Those folks are
I tried. Couldn't get through to them.
Responsible to maintain that facility. So, you know, there's nothing I can do.
Oh, I'm not holding you accountable, Steve. I'm just...
No, I know. You know, but what I'm saying is that I am as disappointed about that as anybody.
I mean, it would seem to me that there are options people have who are running that center, not necessarily to put in, I mean, they want to buy a new boiler, and they want to, you know, there's talks about, oh, it would be too expensive to bring in a shower vehicle. But there's also nearby buildings that apparently do have hot water that are a part of that center.
Yeah, and I completely sympathize with all that. Robert Byrides is here. I have to go work calls.
How can people reach you, Steve, if they want to?
Yeah, please refer 466-6078, and you know, refer them, of course, to the article that I just published in eBay, and we really must keep firmly the stay away ordinance in mind. That should be at the top of any list.
By the way, you're invited to speak at a rally that's going to be held at the police station again on Valentine's Day around that very issue. So think about it. Mark it on your schedule, 1:30 on Thursday, the Valentine's Day, the 14th.
Will do, Robert. Take care. Got to run.
Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.